I am swimming in an artificial pool inside a broken building. The water is deep and brown and full of wreckage. A floating rusted can, a plastic folder, papers swelling as they soak. I am out of my depth. Weak breaststroke turning to doggy paddle, an ache in the shoulder and hips. A pink balloon taps my face. A flotilla of paper party cups, nothing that will make a raft. Beyond the water, flaked plaster, smashed windows, wires hang from the walls. My sister is kneeling in the rubble. She has no idea how close I am to drowning. This is a dream. A dream that became the start of a long poem I'm still writing. I've no idea what it's about. I've plenty of theories, but I don't really know. Those lines I just read wrote themselves straight from a dream. I've always had vivid dreams. Frequently, though, they don't make for interesting writing. They remain locked in their own internal logic that doesn't always translate. It's like trying to relate a funny incident to someone who wasn't there and doesn't know the key players in the story. It's rarely funny if you weren't part of it. And I'm reminded of my days as a teacher, encouraging children to avoid finishing their stories with, "and then I woke up." So often the idea, "it was all a dream," is a disappointing ending, or a get-out for those bits of the story that don't add up. Just sometimes, though, occasionally, a dream can be a gift. A few of the most startling images that have ever come to me have sprung from dreams. Unattached, separated from the wider narrative of the dream, they've stayed with me like tiny pinpricks of sharp light in the dark, burned onto my retina, mysterious and unforgettable. Sometimes they've found their way into poems. And surely writing itself is a kind of dreaming. Not the editing of writing, not the crafting and fiddling around and moving blocks of text and deleting, but the bit that's the hardest to conjure and that makes it all worthwhile. The bit where the words seem to write themselves. I'd pay good money to bottle those times when I'm in the zone and have no idea what I'm writing, what it's about, why. Perhaps it's a kind of letting go, allowing reason to dissipate. Not unlike the letting go of falling into sleep, drifting off, giving oneself over to unconsciousness. It's the part of writing I struggle with the most, don't easily find, but when I do, I remember why I write. And it occurs to me that there's a clear relationship between the generally accepted belief that keeping a dream diary leads to the diarist remembering their dreams more and more clearly, and the advice given to every aspiring writer that the daily act of free writing will oil their creative flow. And I even wonder if the nightly rituals that prepare us for sleep are somehow echoed in the daily routines advocated for writers. How close writing and dreaming might be. Two sides of the same coin, creative sleep and waking dreams.